I'm Ron Volano, mental health counselor, certified clinical hypnotherapist, alcohol and substance abuse counselor, 5 locations of counseling in the state of New York, and we branched out into the whole state, Buffalo and Sarasota, Albany, all over the state now with telehealth. Also author of the book, The Zing.
Ron, we have a lot on our plates, and we need some guidance as this year 2020 comes to a close. People are doing a lot of hand-wringing and worrying.
It seems like a lot of people lost, I'm going to use the word hope,
yes.
H-O-P-E. People have many different definitions of it. Some people will take the word hope, and they won't think it should be part of their daily experiences. Others believe hope is kind of the root of suffering. Buddhist religion, many believe hope is an attachment that leads to suffering because we cling to an outcome in the future that may or may not occur.
A lot of people believe that you can't go on without hope.
I'm a big believer myself in being grateful. After losing my son, Michael, which took all my hope and faith and everything and put it down the funnel of, I call it, down into the depths of hell and then deeper. When you think of that and now where I'm sitting today, and I never truly lost the faith, but I was disappointed is when I look back how I see it. Because I have a lot of patients and people when I give a talk want to ask, how do you have this peace and how do you look like this most happiest, joyful person? And philosophy of life is to live and enjoy. And I explained to them that how deep I was in the negative has now conformed into positive. I credit that to the way I was so in love with my son, Michael, and losing him at 17 was the same level of sadness that I had. It was just two opposite poles, north and south. And now, honor your loved one's life by living yours. So I say this to you because what's going on with the quarantine, with the business owners feeling, you know, desperate now that they're going to lose everything. But there's many forms, and we spoke about this, of grieving. There's many forms of loss. And I can tell you that as a therapist, closing businesses down isn't just affecting customers and the business owner making a profit. It's filtering and trickling into the family life. The business owner cannot not help bringing that home. And honestly, to look around and you see supermarket open, a Target open, a liquor store open, politics still going on, courts are open. Why can't I be open? And why in the United States of America, the main reason people come from all over to come here for the freedom, they feel that their freedom was taken away. But I just think psychologically, someone's looking at it like that and saying, if I'm supposed to be in the country that's based on freedom and choice, what's going on? Because what you're really saying, I believe, is Ron Volano doesn't have the ability to make a clear, conscious decision and choice to protect himself. So they're telling me I can't go into this restaurant to eat in New York City because I'm going to make a bad choice going in a place that I'm going to expose myself to COVID, right? But I can go to Texas, I can go to Florida, and I'm not leaving the country. This is within the same country, and I can.
Or I can go to Walmart, waltz into Walmart as often as I want.
And I think this is what's disturbing many people is they feel they're not being treated equally. And the business owners that I know of truly believe that they feel betrayed by the state, the county, the towns by doing this to them. You're not willing to protect your customers correctly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to shut you down. Even though when you shut a restaurant down, and this I do know, you're actually creating large home parties that have no regulation and nothing around them telling them, let's have a boundary, let's wear a mask, because it's not required. You're in your house and they could have 20 people in a room that's 8 by 10 if they wanted to. If I was the governor, I would ask all the local businesses to take a video and video their space and download it to a site. You could actually see it. So I think it kind of keeps the honest person in check.
There are many people who are playing it safe. And I use that phrase in quotes. They're not going to go to gatherings, even at Christmas time, even at Thanksgiving, they didn't make it. I know so many people who are just staying home within their bubble. And not everybody respects that, on the other hand.
Exactly. And when someone does come at you and like you're saying and says, wow, what are you, a chicken? Why are you not going out? What do you think?
What's
this is
going
to happen? And we're back at the lunch table in high school. And when they do that, that's a person that needs you to do what they're doing in order to qualify what they're doing. And if you're not doing it, now it puts the shadow of a doubt what they're doing. So I say to my patients, why do you want to take someone's freedom from them? And they go, what do you mean? But if you think you're right and they think they're right, This is what causes most of the wars. So basically, be happy in what you're doing. So for your listeners, if they decide that they want to be, and I don't even like the word quarantine,
yes.
If they want to stay home and not expose themselves to a potential dangerous disease for now, well, I believe they have that same freedom as the person says, well, I'm going to go out and just be free to go out. If I get it, I get it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. So you don't have the right to walk in their home and say, hey, I'm here. You know, how you doing? And they're looking at you going, I love you, but I don't want you to come into my house because you've been all over. And that's when it starts, well, who do you tell me I can't go? And then that all starts.
Aretha Franklin had the right idea, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect.
Big time.
I was thinking about this before our talk today, sacrifice. Sacrifice is something that many people aren't used to doing. Maybe we sacrifice a little bit now, individually, in order to get over this pandemic later, perhaps.
You hit it right on the button. Respecting someone else's, again, freedom to make their choices. I know for our Thanksgiving, my family's a big Italian family. We have it at my sister's in New Jersey. It's a really great time. It's about 25 of us. We didn't have it. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving at home. And what's funny for me is I haven't been home for Thanksgiving in like 35 years because we're always at my sister's. That negative sounding, you're not invited because we don't want to take a chance for COVID, so it's just going to be my little group, really, once again, turned into a positive. Because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have enjoyed the family I had and had a nice intimate dinner, which I thought was wonderful. Still loving my family that I used to go to in New Jersey previous years, but I enjoyed that very much. So what was so negative about it? You know, I kind of like to think of it as, I have an analogy about the Titanic that I tell my patients who have anxiety. So I have this thing. So when someone has anxiety and they can't get out of it, I tell them, think of the Titanic, and then we're going to relate it to anxiety. And then make it very simple. The captain on the Titanic, as he was captain the ship, and they see this big iceberg, you know, one of their mates come over and say, Captain, there's a big iceberg. He stops the boat. The boat's in front of it. He's looking at the thing. He says, oh, okay, we could get around it. He goes and goes around it, not realizing underneath the tip of the iceberg was the real iceberg, and that's what took them down. That's what anxiety does. Here's the difference. If Patricia Farnick is our captain on this new Titanic, but she has sonar on her ship. So when they come up and say, we see the tip of the iceberg, you stop the boat. You don't use your judgment any longer. You look down below the ocean. You look to the side. You go, wait a minute. We can't go this way. There's a big iceberg underneath that we didn't see. We're going to have to take a detour. Most people complain about that detour. Oh, my God, now we're not going where we got to go. When they make the detour, they experience such new things that they say, if that didn't happen, we never would have saw this mountain. We never would have saw these waters. We never would have saw so many things you experienced, but you were, in a way, forced to make that decision, but that forced decision saved your life. So someone with anxiety, instead of doing the same thing over and over and keep pushing against that same wall, needs to stop and look around and say, wait a minute, maybe I need to do something different, take a new direction, which is a little scary, but I think it's scarier to keep going up against that iceberg that keeps sinking you. So it forces you to take a new direction, which could be for people with anxiety, could be take a walk in the morning. Instead of turning right out of your house and walking around the block, turn left out of your driveway. And I can assure you that same neighborhood looks different. So many different things that you do that's a change, small change. Instead of going to the same place for coffee every morning, change and go a mile away to a different delicatessen or 7-Eleven or something like that. And go there and get your coffee. You'll meet different people. It'll be uncomfortable, but that uncomfortability is what creates change in your mind. And when you have change in your mind, you have different results.
I'm glad you shared that with us today. Fear of the unknown. It's not just responsible for a pandemic giving us fear of the unknown. It's easy to give in to panic.
And most of the time, the people who create the panic are selling something to you. They're selling news. They're selling equipment. They're selling something on the internet for you to buy. So without fear, a lot of times they can't sell someone something. So here's what happens. People who are sitting down now and saying, I'm questioning the vaccine. Two people who had it, who did take the vaccine, had some reactions, allergic reactions, and they're fine now. But they were like, they really banged them for a couple of days. No one's going to hang their hat on the 99.9%. They're going to do what the society has done to us. And that's what causes my business to be very busy, the what ifs. And the internet has caused the what ifs very well. And they've done a beautiful job. They did it with the political election we just had. They do it with everything around you, products, every kind of thing that they could do to get you to read the next thing. They're professionals at this. And I don't have to tell you, you're in the news business. But when you think about all of this, it's going to keep so many good people from getting the vaccine when they should have, which is going to create people dying when they didn't have to, or getting sick when they didn't have to. Because the vaccine itself, according to CDC, according to all the science, they like to use, that's the new buzzword, by the
science.
Way. Scientists and science. The science and the scientists weren't involved in our drugs and in our medical science. If they weren't there, you'd have none of it. But to me, we're going to have a lot of people based on the fear. And you've heard this before. Fear is false evidence appearing real.
Going into the new year, how can we make 2021 the best year yet?
The only way I believe we can do that is by making ourselves the best person. Because if you take something that's negative right now into 2021, it's not going to change it. A year, a day, a minute doesn't change anything. Yeah. You need to change that minute. You need to change it. And what you need to do is, one of my phrases in my book is, when you choose to change your thoughts, you begin to change your life. But you need to choose to change those thoughts. And you can't do that using all these buzzwords. You need to do the work. And in order to do that work, it takes journaling, so you can write your thoughts on paper, so you can reflect. It takes meditation. And meditation to me means you can play a song that you really enjoy, but you're doing nothing. There's absolutely no type of iPad on your lap, computer, no electronic, no phone, for 15 minutes. You're taking a 15-minute break from that. And in order to do this correctly in the beginning and get yourself trained, I have to say it that way, trained, you need to make an appointment in your appointment book, in your calendar on your phone, that the alarm goes off, that today, two times a day, I'm going to take a 15-minute break. When the alarm goes off, you set yourself in a chair, put a pillow, treat yourself like you would the best person you ever met, and put your head back and just play that relaxation, whether it's classical, whether it's a rock song, I don't care what it is. Just sit back and do nothing for 15 minutes and take nice, even breaths. Do that twice a day. Make an appointment with yourself. And then right before you go to bed at night, journal again and read something that has nothing to do with stuff that's bothering you. So if you're going through a divorce, God forbid, don't read about how to get through a divorce. Read something that's positive. Read the Four Agreements. Read the Zing. Read the Power of Now. Something that has nothing to do with whatever you're going through. Because we don't want to validate what you're going through by reading how to get through it.
Yeah.
It's going to just keep feeding those into your unconscious. And that's where most of us have a lot of problems. So we need to get the unconscious thoughts up so we could see it, we could visualize it, and we could work on it. And then we can move forward. And you know, I'm a big believer in nothing wrong in getting a counselor. And now with Zoom available, it's definitely one of the best things to have someone totally impartial and opposite of what we were talking about earlier, right?
Yes.
People who know us coming at us. How about someone who just wants to listen and really be empathetic and unconditionally hear what you have to say?
I like that. And I like the making an appointment with yourself. I like that.